Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Jan Knutson.
And he is an awesome... Do we want to say child prodigy? I don't know, but...
Well, I don't know about that.
A very talented young jazz guitarist from this area. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Berwyn Heights, okay. Maryland, yeah, right by the university.
Nice. And how old are you now?
I am 16 years old.
And that's, you're where in high school?
I'm a junior right now, about to be a senior, yes.
Okay. What high school?
I'm at Eleanor Roosevelt High School.
Nice. Okay. When did you get into music? How did it start? Do you remember?
Well, I was kind of pushed into taking piano lessons at the age of 5. But yeah, I've kind of kept it up since then. I started violin at the age of 6, still playing that. Been playing for about 11 years. And, started guitar at the age of 10, listened to Van Halen play for the first time. I was begging for a guitar, and my parents finally gave in.
That was the inspiration. It was Van Halen.
Yeah, believe it or not. Yeah.
Do you remember which album or which song?
Oh, it was their debut from 1978. Found a copy of that.
Nice. Growing up on Van Halen, how did you shift to more jazz guitar as opposed to rock?
Well, my first guitar teacher, Frank Latino, he was a musicologist at the University of Maryland, and he grew up in New Orleans, and he was really into the older style jazz, you know, pre Charlie Parker, you know, like Louis Armstrong, Sonny Bechet, in particular, a gypsy jazz guitar player from Europe named Django Reinhardt, and he egged me on to listen to a lot of that stuff, and I was completely blown away. I mean, the rock stuff's great and all, but that was something else, and from that moment on, I knew I had to play jazz guitar.
You mentioned some of the, you know, artists that influenced you as you were growing up. How about currently? Is there anyone you aspire to be now?
Currently, I've been listening to a lot of Julian Lage. He's one of my favorite musicians today. He's been doing a lot of really incredible things. But I think that most importantly, I've been really learning a lot from Frank Vignola, because he's been, you know, We met like about a couple years ago, and I'd already been listening to a lot of his stuff. I mean, I knew he was a fantastic player, but I met him at this masterclass, and this was at the Mainstay at Rock Hall, and he was just so generous. He actually invited me to come up and play on stage. I did not expect that at all, but it was really, really one of the best nights of my life. I won't forget it. And he's been so generous. He's given me lessons. He helped me produce my solo jazz guitar album Out of Nowhere, and he's just been so kind, and it's given me so many opportunities to play for people, and I've learned so much from him.
That's awesome. I know recently you played, our editor Judy Taub heard you at, where was it, Tabardin?
Tabardin, yes, with okay. Steve Abshire and Steve Herberman.
Nice. What other local venues have you played?
Well, last Saturday, actually, I played at the Mainstay again with both the Steves, Steve Abshire and Steve Herberman, and yeah, they invited me up for a couple tunes, and it was great. They're some of the best players around right now. They're just really great players, and yeah, I also play pretty regularly at the Old Bowie Grill and the New Deal Cafe.
Yeah, and if our listeners are hearing this, give us a preview of some shows you might be having coming up here over the next couple months.
Well, for the next couple months, I don't know how many shows I'll be playing. I mean, I'll certainly be playing around, but there are a couple dates that I definitely know I'll be doing for sure. I'll be down at the Mainstay in December with Frank Vignola. He's going to have me play up there with him, and also, in May, actually, I'm going to be doing an international guitar festival down in Utah with him, with Frank, and I'm sure a bunch of other guitar players. I'm not sure who's doing it, but can't wait. I know it will be great.
That's great. I hear you have something coming up with the Strathmore, right?
Oh, yeah, their Artist in Residence program. Yeah, that's going to be happening. It's going to start in September. They're going to have a whole set of programs up. I'm not entirely sure what the plan is, but I know that I'll have a whole date of concerts in April, just a whole month to play for people. And I'm very excited for that. And I know I'm going to be collaborating with some really great musicians, including the Bumper Jacksons, who I just saw last Friday. They have a new album out. It's called Too Big World. You know, if you don't know who the Bumper Jacksons are, they're kind of a traditional jazz country, like it's kind of a mix of all sorts of old American music, and it's fantastic. It's one of the best things happening right now. The new album Too Big World just came out, and it's a hit. It's fantastic.
How does the artist in residence thing work?
Well, I found out about the program, you know, online through a couple recommendations people giving me. Not quite sure where I heard about it first, but
so
I
you
definitely
had to apply.
I had to apply, and I don't know how, but I made it. So
did you have to submit a sample of, you know,
yeah,
music?
I had to submit a couple of compositions, some of the stuff I've been working on, what I do. And yeah, that's kind of how that happened. They picked me. I don't know why. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to be working with them the whole year, working just refining what I'm doing.
Okay.
And yeah, April 2016, I'll be up at Strathmore playing.
That's awesome. So the shows you were talking about is going to be in April, but September is when you're doing the residency?
Yeah, September all the way through the end of next year.
Oh, all the way through?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just for people that might not know how that works, you're training with them, explain how that works.
Yeah, I have they give each group a mentor. Mine is Danny Nicely, who I've heard some clips of him online. He's fantastic musician. I'm sure he's a fantastic teacher as well. Can't wait to work with him. And yeah, they work with us and they make us better musicians, make us better performers, and help us really find what we do as musicians, as artists.
That's awesome. I mean, you're already talented going into this, but imagine coming out on the other side, your skills are probably going to be that much more fine-tuned.
Well, I'd hope so. Yeah.
Awesome. And then before that, you're going to be gone for a couple months this summer, right? You have something else?
Yeah, I'm doing a couple of summer programs down at, I'm doing a two-week program down in Eastman. I think it started the 29th. I'm very excited for that. I've met Bob Snyder, the guitar teacher up there. He's a fantastic person, really great player, and I can't wait. And then also, later in the summer, I'm going to be doing a two-week camp down in Castleton, Virginia, for jazz at Lincoln Center. Wynton Marsalis, of course, is in charge of it, and very excited to work with him. You know, he's a legend, so.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Definitely.
And then it's back here for the Strathmore, huh? After all that, after the wild, crazy summer.
Yeah. It'll be an adventure.
Awesome. So I know you're doing the residency at Strathmore throughout the fall and winter, all the
yes.
way up until, you know, a series of shows in April, but our listeners don't have to wait all the way until then. They'll be working you in here and there, right?
Yeah.
There's a couple dates. It's October 17th and November 4th.
Yeah, the Strathmore, they've started up a new club down in by the mansion. It's called Amp, and I've heard it's killing. I'm pretty excited. It's going to be like a cabaret thing. They're going to have all of the artists be playing there, and yeah, it'll be great. Yeah.
So they'll work you in there a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Now, I know one of the main reasons why you have a couple of months where everything's up in the air is because you're a busy guy in high school right now.
Yes.
You know, a lot of other artists don't have to worry about that, but you're rocking it at a young age. So tell me about just trying to juggle all of that.
Yeah, it's over this past year, it's been ridiculous. I mean, school, you know, you gotta have it, but it's been tough. I've managed to make it work. There's a lot of things happening, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, where you are now, junior going into your senior year is a crazy time trying to figure out where you're going to go after this college and the like. You have some music schools lined up, right, that you're looking at?
Yeah, I have a couple.
Which ones are possibilities at the moment?
Well, I don't know how possible they are, but I've been some of the schools I want to go.
Schools.
Yeah, some of my dream schools are the Juilliard School in New York, and as well as Manhattan School of Music and Eastman School of Music up in Rochester.
Nice.
This is probably my top three.
Yeah, yeah. Are you in the middle and the thick of it of trying to apply? Or
I've got a little bit of time, but okay. I'm getting ready for it.
Nice. We do all kinds of different entertainment stories on the web, but I'm a movie guy at heart. Did you happen to see Whiplash last year?
I did.
I was going to say, I mean, that just, your story reminds me, because he was a jazz drummer, and they talked about Charlie Parker, and so you're the jazz guitar version of that.
Well, my teachers don't throw chairs at me.
No guitars thrown in your head. Awesome. Well, at least your ambition and all that reminds me of that. Hopefully the teachers are a little toned down.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's great. So, 5 years from now, where would be your ideal spot? Where would you be doing?
Well, hopefully if I do make it through music school, I want to be a professional musician. I want to play world class and, with the best of the best. And I'm not just jazz guitar, really anything. As far as I'm really open to anything as long as it's, as long as I get to share music, you know?
So you would play with Van Halen if they like.
Oh, definitely.
Well, awesome. Thanks for coming in. Do you mind giving us a little taste of what you can do?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.